first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plates offers a brief reflection on history.
As we mark the anniversary of Hiroshima, it is appropriate that we take a moment to review the historical record. Franklin Roosevelt famously said about the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor that it was a date that will live in infamy. But had he lived long enough to witness the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima on August 6, 1945, he may have reconsidered that statement. It is widely believed that Robert Oppenheimer, upon realizing the full destructive potential of the device he helped create, could only express the depth of his sadness and shame in Hindu verse when he said, "Now I've become death, the destroyer of worlds." Would Dr. Oppenheimer, had he lived to see the proliferation of nuclear weapons throughout the world, have chosen the same words today? History speaks to us all, and whether by actions or words, we speak to and become part of it. And so, as we mark a date that has in great measure defined our past, what will we do and say to shape the events that will determine our future? Whatever we decide, I think Roosevelt and Oppenheimer might agree with us that these first two words must be never again.
Steve Plates is a Santa Cruz resident and an advocate for peace in our time. If you have something to share, send us 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.